When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Texans last Sunday. I know it's Tuesday. Monday's a reaction Monday, but damn it, we got things to talk about. The Texans, they won a football game on Sunday, 24-20. With the exception of the fourth quarter for the defense, and let's be honest, I mean, really the last drive for C.J. Stroud, there were some things in between there that were good on for C.J. Stroud along the way, but really the moment for him was the last drive of putting the team on his back, going down there and throwing a touchdown, really the whole drive, not just a touchdown, but the whole drive to put the team up 24-20 and put the Jacksonville Jaguars to bed, probably for good, not just for the Texans on that given Sunday, but probably for good. 0-4.
I don't know. Bring on the Jaguars.
No, yeah, bring them on. I wish we could play them about five times this year. But I don't remember the stats, but I know 0-4 teams making the playoffs. If it ever has happened, it doesn't happen very often.
Man, that's a good one. I remember one 1-4 team that did make the playoffs once upon a time ago. No. Well,
what was that year? What were we talking about the day with Deshaun Watson when they started?
Yeah, that Watson Texans team back in the day was the last 0-3 NFL team to make the playoffs.
It was 0-3. But the 1-4 team that I'm talking about is the 1993 Houston Oilers. Remember when they won 11 straight ball games after a 1-4 start?
Ooh.
And then Joe Montana and the Kansas City Chiefs struck in the postseason.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think Jags got it in them.
Jags are your only 0-4 team left.
The only one left. Yeah. I know they went out and won. They went out and won seven straight, I think, a couple years back when they made that run to the second round of the playoffs. In a similar situation, the Texans were in, right? I mean, they made a nice run, rough start, and then they rattled off seven straight wins. I think it was late in the season, but nonetheless. Get off in the weeds on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Who gives a damn about the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Amen.
But the truth of the matter is, last year, you know, in the secondary for the Texans, I had one question mark. In fact, it was a dead horse that I beat all year long, and several people really pissed me off, calling Tavier Thomas a defensive back. And it took about six weeks or eight weeks or whatever it was. But eventually, Doug Peterson and the Jacksonville Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence, Christian Kirk, they really exposed Tavier Thomas in a ball game, right? And the question is we know that happened last year, but did they expose another Texans defensive back or multiple defensive backs this past Sunday. And Sean, I'll tell you what, like yesterday, Ron Ugly, he appeared a little bit concerned about, a little bit more concerned than I was about Petrie in the slot. We obviously saw Kalen Bullock being a rookie. You saw him in coverage get beat pretty good one time, but Trevor missed. And then Kamari Lassiter struggled a little bit more, maybe was targeted a little bit more than he has been in the past. But then I'm driving in this morning, in the midday guys, in the loop, Reggie and John, and Figgy, by the way, they do a hell of a job. But they're having Brandon Scott on the show, right? B. Scott comes in.
Yeah, I heard that.
And always does a hell of a job, but he comes in, and B. Scott was passionate. B. Scott led with really Kamari Lassiter concerns is what I was hearing. Which those concerns for me have never died down. Like I know there was some hype around him in the preseason, and I know there's this lockdown thing or whatever, this chain he's got or whatever, and he hasn't really necessarily been picked on yet, or and he's played well. Let's be honest, he's played well. But that conversation was being had. I'm listening to it, and I'm thinking, damn, did Jacksonville do it again? Did Jacksonville come in here? And yeah, they lost the game. And Trevor Lawrence, hell, I mean, what do you have, a 150-something? I mean, he was not impressive at all. In fact, I'm more concerned with the balls that he missed, the throws that he missed. I know he missed a couple of times when Petrie was beat. He missed once when Kalen Bullock was beat. I think he did miss once when Kamari Lassiter was beat. Then he hit a go route down the sideline that got reviewed and was a catch on Kamari Lassiter. He even got Derek Stingley Jr. underneath a couple times. But I started asking myself, man, is this something that I should be more concerned about? Did I miss something? I hadn't watched the All 22 yet, but did I miss something? And I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm leaning towards where B. Scott is at a little bit more, because as we look forward, the quarterback's gonna get better, the receivers are gonna get better, the coordinator's gonna be as good, right?
Yeah.
And the last two teams, Sean, if we're being honest, that's back to back weeks where the coordinator and the offense has been able to get the matchup that they wanted multiple times early in games. Now, Sam Darnold hit, Trevor Lawrence didn't. That's a difference in what we're talking about. But are you concerned about the DBs in Houston?
I mean, maybe I should be, because it's something where I feel like you've brought this up now. The midday guys brought it up. I heard the same thing you did when I was driving in today. And the first place that my mind went to is, well, damn, I didn't take any notes on that on Sunday. Like, nothing struck me for a level of concern for me to put that down on paper, or to me to want to go ask questions about that in the locker room. And so it's like, well, you know, it's tough. You're watching all kinds of stuff.
Sure, yeah.
During the course of a game.
Well, Trevor missing is a big part of it, too.
And yes, and you can get desensitized. But, I mean, look, we all remember the Brian Thomas Jr. Route that he'd run. It was like a little stop and go on the left sideline that, you know, barbecued Kamari Lassiter. But it's Brian Thomas Jr. That was a really well-run route. And I think a lot of young guys, maybe even some veteran guys, would have taken the bait on that little stop. And so that's one. But there's multiple other instances that, you know, you think back to and you're like, you know, Kamari's been close, but he is a rookie. So what are we really expecting of this guy? Like, I almost want to say, you know what, let's pump the brakes a little bit and not be too damn critical of maybe the player himself. But I'd like to focus a little bit more on just schematically in the positions that D'Amico Ryans and Matt Burke are putting these guys in. And let's see how that, you know, transitions over the course of the next 2 to 3, 4 weeks and how much of a difference we can see. Because we went through the same thing last year offensively with this team that I think we're kind of going through again team-wide right now. I need to see this team continue to progress over the course of the next month, very similarly to the way that they did last year. You flip script. After that Tampa game, after that Cincinnati game, it was on. When this Texans team reeled off 3 straight wins and a couple of them in dramatic fashion, you felt a hell of a lot different about that team last year than you did the first couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I mean, I do think there's something there to figuring out what your identity is. But along the way, there is an overarching concern of, outside of Derek Stingley, if these guys can't generate the amount of pressure that we all think they can, because you got Will Anderson, you got Danielle Hunter, you got these guys, and even the inside guys that have eaten in the first few weeks of the season. Tim Settle's got 2 sacks in a game. Mario Edwards has been disruptive in the backfield and had 1 or 2 sacks.
Foley's made plays.
Foley made plays last week. So the thing is, can we stop the run with these guys? We'll see. Can't, and if you can't generate that pressure, I don't give a damn who you got on the back end.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.